Welcome back, everyone, to Mugs in the Morning, and we have a special guest on the show today. Before I introduce our guest to you, we're talking about Operation Christmas Child, and this is in conjunction with Samaritan's Purse, an organization that does great things. We mainly hear about them during the holiday season, especially leading into Christmas, but they do the shoebox gifts, and Operation Christmas Child uses a simple shoebox gift as an opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, over 232 million shoebox gifts have been collected for children in over 170 countries and territories. And one of those that received a special shoebox gift growing up in Romania was Lorena Sirdecan. And Lorena joins us now. How are you today, Lorena?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So you grew up in Romania after the fall of communism. And tell us a little bit about your background. What was it like? I'm sure it was not good under communism, but it had to be both exciting and challenges right after the fall of communism, which you grew up with.
Yeah, so growing up, you know, looking back on my life, obviously I had no way of comparing it with how other countries had their life, but I thought I had a wonderful and happy childhood. My parents did a wonderful job raising us and educating us, making sure that we learn about God and about Jesus's love for us. And as you mentioned, you know, Romania was a communist country for many years, and during the latter period of time, it was under the regimen of Ceausescu. So after the communism fell, and when I was born, many perhaps, you know, assumed that things were perfect once again in Romania and everything was back to normal. But perhaps this was one of the more difficult periods of time for us as a country, as a nation, because we had to get up and learn how to use our own strength. So during that period of time, we started to receive a lot of help from other countries, foreign countries around us or further away from us. And this help would oftentimes come through the churches. So this is how we would receive a lot of donations, like secondhand clothes, secondhand toys that we would get as a family from the churches. So we didn't really have a whole lot of options in stores and everything to purchase clothes or toys. So, yeah.
Right. So you actually, I mean, these are things probably you received a shoebox gift while you were growing up in Romania. This had to mean a lot to you, given the conditions and uncertainty and the new things that were happening in the country, but yet unknown, had to create some anxiety for you. So what did this do when you received this shoebox gift?
Yeah, this was, you know, we received, when I received my shoebox, it was a Christmas Eve. So I had no idea what was inside this colorful shoebox that all of a sudden I had on my lap. So getting to open it and seeing things that I have never seen in our stores before, like school supplies. I received a wonderful Barbie doll. This was something that I have prayed for many years. But having seen all those wonderful, colorful, glittery school supplies and toys was just wonderful. It was something that really, 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 really brought a lot of joy to me.
So that was when you received that. And what item in particular? You mentioned the Barbie doll as something that was really got your attention and made you happy. Was that the most special thing in your shoebox gift?
Yeah, so when I was little, in one of those donations, we received one time a toy catalog. You know, we had no idea what the words meant on that catalog, but me and my sister loved to look at the pictures, and that's where I saw first the Barbie doll. I was so impressed, and I remember I asked my mom for one, knowing that, you know, I don't know if she'll ever get me one. Uh-huh. But she told me, you know, just pray for it, and it was so meaningful to see that, you know, praying every single night for a Barbie doll, to then open a shoebox and see that at the bottom of the box was this Barbie doll. It was an answer to a prayer, and it was something tangible that I made me realize that God is faithful and God listens to mm-hmm. our prayers.
So this obviously made not just, this wasn't just something that meant something to you because you could play with a Barbie doll and enjoy the other things in the gift package that you received, but spiritual-wise, talk about the impact a little bit that made on your life.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as a child, I didn't know that my parents were struggling financially, that we didn't have money for food or how to pay the bills. So receiving a Barbie doll was an answer to a prayer that I, in my eyes as a kid, it was a language that I could understand. So this was something that allowed me to understand that God actually listens to my prayers. And, you know, even though God had provided in other ways to our family financially and helped us so much, I don't know if that would have been as meaningful to a six-year-old like me. But God used something that could speak to me, something that a language that a child like me could understand. And I could see that God actually cares. So if he cared so much about a Barbie doll that I prayed for, wouldn't he also care about my bigger prayers?
Okay, so you grow up, you know, and this experience obviously has a big impact into your adult life, so much so that you decided you want to be a part of doing this for other children. Talk about that a little bit and how that occurred.
Yeah, so it makes me so happy that I get to do this from this other side now. And I always try to pack boxes for my old self. So in other words, I always wonder what I would have liked to see. What was something that would have been meaningful to me? So I pack those boxes as if I send some sort of a time stamp back to my past self, because I want to make sure that other kids will get to see just and experience as much as excitement as I did. So all my boxes are always colorful and glittery and fluffy.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, I'm sure the things that are packed in the boxes haven't changed a whole lot, but yet I'm sure there's some probably newer items. What are some of the things that you pack in these shoebox gifts in today's day and age?
I think something that I haven't seen in my shoebox or in my sister's shoebox that I think I pack now are things that perhaps are related to electronics a little bit closer. So I try to pack math calculators or headphones and things like that I didn't get to, you know, receive as a kid. And I don't think that was a big thing back then anyway, but that's definitely a new addition that I put in those shoe boxes.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting you to kind of say something along that line, electronics for sure. And these go all over the world, don't they?
Sure enough, yes, they do. They do.
And in fact, it says here down below that in 2025, Operation Christmas Child hopes to collect enough shoebox gifts to reach another 12.6 million children. And you know, you can only pack so many, but just knowing overall between everybody that is involved in packing these gift boxes, 12.6 million, that's a lot of kids all over the world that are going to be very happy.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody does the little that they can do, and that little adds up to 12.6 million boxes and then children, because we don't look at a box as a simple box of toys. We look at a box as a potential child who's going to receive this gift and learn about the gospel.
So if somebody is interested in joining you in packing a shoebox, what do they have to do?
So usually I think it might be ideal to connect to some volunteers around, to go on SamaritansPurse.org and try to connect there and learn more information about locations where these boxes can be picked up empty and where they can be dropped off. But the most important thing is that National Collection Week is November 17 and 24. Even though it's a long time from now, it's usually best to start as early as possible.
Yes.
And, you know, adding just a little thing every single
yep.
week.
Yeah, we're giving you almost 6 months heads up, mm-hmm. but start thinking about it now because it will be here before you know it. There are over 4,700 locations nationwide where you can drop your shoebox off there. And again, you mentioned the website, more information available at samaritanspurse.org/OCC, and that'll get you directly to the information that you need. And anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today, Lorena?
I just want to thank everybody for everything that they have done and they continue to do when packing these shoeboxes. Your time, effort, and sacrifices has a massive impact on these children and children all throughout the world. So even though you do not see them on the other side of receiving, just doing it all in faith, knowing that God is going to use these shoeboxes in meaningful ways that our minds can't even comprehend. And obviously, if you have time and are able to consider also volunteering, this is an organization that is very dependent on volunteers. So it's very important to have as many people involved as possible.
All right, Lorena Serdecan has been our guest this morning, grew up in Romania, and now after receiving a Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child Shoebox, as a six-year-old, she does it for others. And Lorena, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. God bless as you go about your work. Now, I imagine you have another job, too. What do you want to tell us what you do on every day besides packing shoeboxes?
Yes, I am currently a doctoral student studying music therapy at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. So I serve there as a supervisor for undergraduate students. I teach some courses, but I'm also a student where I do my own research.
Well, that's great. I love the state of Kansas, and I've been in Kansas quite a bit over the years, and I've even been in Lawrence a time or two over the years. So my brother lives not too far away from where you work. So congratulations again, and thanks again so much for giving us your time today, and best of luck in your life from here on out, okay?
Thank you so much.